This show is dedicated to my 40-plus year journey in baseball and the opportunity that I've had to interview 20 of the 363 current MLB Hall of Famers. Now, let me introduce you to some of these Hall of Famers that I've had the opportunity to do one-on-one interviews with. Next up in the lineup for Hall of Famers, this show is strictly dedicated to Hall of Famers, those that are in the archives of MLB history, Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. And this next gentleman is the legendary shortstop for the New York Yankees, Derek Jeter. Now, it took me 3 years to finally get this interview with Derek Jeter. Now, let me clarify that, because the Yankees only come in town once a year, so you get one opportunity. And I got to tell you, some of the toughest interviews to get are the Yankee stars of the game. But I got about 4 minutes with him, so that was good in this business.
Coach, on the road, and I ran across the man for the Yankees, Derek Jeter.
How we doing today?
Doing good. Yourself?
Just fine.
You know, my show reached a young audience. I coach college baseball, and I scouted for 5 major league teams. And every kid I ran across wanted to be Derek Jeter. So what kind of compliment is that for you?
It's always a compliment when you have kids that look up to you. I mean, for me, I just try to play the game the right way, play it hard every day, have respect for your teammates and your opponents, and I think that's the least you can do.
And how do you account for your longevity in the game?
I've been very fortunate. I've been fortunate to for the most part, stay away from major injuries and continue to work hard. That's all you can do. I mean, if you're going to play this long, you're going to have to work extremely hard at it.
And something about that Yankee mystique. I mean, you've been a Yankee shortstop and a Yankee captain. How much mystique is that to you?
Well, there's a lot of tradition with our organization. I was a Yankee fan growing up, so it's an organization that I'm well aware of all the history and the tradition, the mystique. It's been fun for me. You know, I've appreciated my time here so far.
And history's going to remember you as a Hall of Famer. So when you think about your legacy, what do you want that legacy to be in this game?
I don't know. I'm still playing, so I haven't thought about it. Maybe when I'm finished playing, I'll think about it.
So, you know, A-Rod, guys like Granderson, who I knew when he was like that. I mean, you know, what is it like being on the field with those guys?
It's fun. I've had an opportunity to play with a lot of great players throughout the years. And, you know, you appreciate getting the opportunity, especially when you play against some guys and them coming over here and getting to know them as people. And I play with a lot of great players, but a lot of great people.
Who were some of your mentors coming up in the game?
I had a lot of guys. You know, I was young when I came up. I was 20 years old. You know, I had guys like Tim Raines, Cecil Fielder, Strawberry, Tino Martinez, Don Mattingly. These are guys that I looked up to, and I watched how they played the game and the fun that they had, and I tried to incorporate it into my own game.
So you're going back pulling up some old school names now.
I've been around for a long time, buddy.
I know you got to get ready for a game. Let me just ask you this one last question. When you made it to the big leagues, first time, walked in that locker room and saw your uniform hanging up, what was that experience?
Great experience. When I came up, it was a situation where our organization was known for trading young players. So when I got there, I just wanted to stay.
Coach with Jeter. Appreciate it. All right.
Chapter 6, MLB Scouts. A reality that often goes unspoken in scouting. You can present 5 of the most promising draft prospects to 10 MLB scouts, and it's possible that 7 or 8 of them might not see those players as future draft picks. The truth is, at the end of the day, the decision to draft a player hinges on that individual scout. I laid it all out in my book. Get your copy today at thediaryofacoach.com. That's thediaryofacoach.com.
Click the follow button on our Facebook page and become a subscriber on our YouTube channel and stay updated. Listen to our broadcasts on our website